Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Last week, I did a webinar on Wednesday and also on Sunday. And after Sunday's webinar, Lewis Peasley, who's a regular listener to the show, sent me some comments. In one case in my webinar, I pointed out that it's a sign brings about 14% of potential purchasers to your home. Some people object to having a sign. I don't care. It's fine if you don't want to have a sign when you sell your home with our group. But the fact is, and Lewis made the point, the nosy neighbors know, regardless of whether the listing agent posts a sign in the yard, because the home is listed in the multiple listing service, it becomes public knowledge at that point. In the quiet listing, that's not necessarily the case. Where we're not on the multiple listing, there is no lockbox, and so if you want complete discretion, that's a good way to consider selling your home. And not every improvement creates a tangible financial return on our investment, and that's true. Certain improvements, if not performed, will immediately sour a potential buyer's opinion. For example, rusted escutcheons on plumbing fixtures or electrical receptacles that have yellowed with age. If you're going to do fix-it items to sell for top dollar, be conscious of the things you're choosing and how long you plan on being in the home, as those things may become out of date, out of style, or rust with age. Relevant photos is also important, and I think Lewis is right about this. Sometimes you see three pictures of a bedroom and only one of the kitchen, when the kitchen is actually a more important room. So consider that. Google Maps provides a bird's eye view. I agree. This is a great way for you to get a sense of relationship of one house with all the neighbors around it. Guess I've run out of time. Thanks for joining us for another great show. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.